Time now for a nice concert calendar here.
Yes, indeed.
Now, Mark Folliwell is here to assist me with this. The Cobra has already departed the premises. He's making his way to the airport to go to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby.
All right.
Lucky him.
Yeah, lucky him indeed. Shall we?
We shall, Michael.
All right, let's proceed here tonight. Oh, sponsors, I'm sorry.
Potbelly Sandwich Works and Man's Best Friend.
Tonight at the Windstar World Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma, Train.
Not really familiar with their work.
They have a very popular song right now amongst the youngsters.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Crane.
Oh, about Crane. I thought you said Train.
I did say Train.
Oh,
it
okay.
It is Train.
All right.
That's Shoopy being a wise guy.
It's Shoopy showing off.
Yeah, they do that Hey Soul Sister song, if you've heard that.
Oh, okay. All right.
At Dan Silverleaf, 1100 Springs.
I got nothing on them, Mike. What should I know them for?
They're a country band from around here.
All right.
At Bass Hall, Cheech and Chong.
I had no idea that those guys were still doing anything.
Well, this is their Get It Legal tour, bringing attention to the harm caused by marijuana prohibition and the urgent need for different, more sensible marijuana laws.
Hey, that's the ticket's own, Cheech and Chong. They were on Big Dick Show.
Really?
Okay, I don't think it counts as the ticket's own if that show hasn't been on the air in 7 years.
It's all right, Ty.
You sound like Corby.
That's all right, Ty. I support you in those mentions.
Thank you.
I don't.
At the door, No Heroes and Fisted Sister.
Ooh. Almost sounds like a band that will be playing at the Reconsider Lounge
it
later
does,
on.
It does, doesn't it?
They're real.
Hey, we heard from Mike Soroy.
Oh.
Feel free to join in the party, dude.
I don't know any of these bands. I just put them on paper. No, come on. Why? No.
At the Fairmont,
we're back
in Dallas, an evening with Sarah Palin. They're going to perform the hit Broadway musical Nailin Palin.
I don't know why that gets on the concert calendar, but I'm sure that will be well attended in this city.
Ty's going, right?
No, I'm going to miss that.
At the Loft, Dr. Dog and Deer Tick. At Billy Bob's, Wade Bowen.
Who's Wade Bowen?
He is a Texana singer, a guest this morning on that Dunham and Miller morning program who drove his big tour bus out to the campout place.
Wow.
And on site there. Yes, and let those boys on it to look around.
Did he partake any Woodford Reserve this morning?
Not that I know of. It was about 9 a.m., which is considerably early for him,
okay.
We're told.
Well, a Texana singer, hey, anybody in that music scene probably wouldn't be shy about having a little Woodford Reserve at 9 a.m.
That's when Rich started drinking.
That's what I heard.
At the Ridgely Theater, Captain Incredible. At the Four Horse Saloon, Whiskey Dicks.
Woodford Reserve.
Know it.
Saturday at Pizza Hut Park, Edge Fest 20.
Okay. Now we'll have some recognizable names, I'm guessing.
All right. Well, tell us what we need to know about Limp Bizkit.
Well, obviously, Fred Durst and company.
3 Days Grace.
Has many, many hits.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Has hits. Couldn't tell you the name of them, but I could tell you several of 3 Days Grace.
Deftones.
Not familiar with them too much.
Flyleaf.
Very much in the alternative adult or alternative modern rock scene.
Switchfoot.
Same thing. There's as I seem to recall, Switchfoot's songs, they almost border on a little bit of a, I hate to use the term, Christian rock feel.
Church.
But it's sort of leaning that direction. Grooves, are you familiar with them?
Yeah, you're on the right track with them.
I think Christian rock would be calling it too strong, but I think that their music has that sort of, that undertone to it.
That leaning, yeah.
Yeah, that leaning.
10 years?
I got nothing on them.
Phoenix.
Nor them.
Got that one song.
Boy, Corby's so crazy about them, man. That's all you hear about from him these days. Oh, God.
That's Phoenix?
This is Phoenix? Oh, okay.
He drives me crazy with talk about them.
Boom! Boom!
Metric.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing on Metric.
Cage the Elephant.
Like Ty.
Definitely nothing. In its natural habitat.
The Double Wide, Mount Righteous, and Leg Sweeper.
Now, when is that Edge Fest thing, by the way?
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah.
Not that I'm thinking about going, but just curious.
At Adair's, Boys Named Sue.
Yes. Johnny Cash cover band.
At the House of Blues, Purple Party.
Did they ever tell you about the time I went and did a Boy Named Sue with a, not those guys, but I actually did that with a friend of mine who has a band at the Lakewood Bar and Grill one time.
No.
Yeah.
That's Sue's your cousin?
No, not my cousin Mike Cox. My great cousin Mike Cox from Speed Trucker. But no, a band that the local TV production guys have called the Dirty Merkins.
How'd it go? Did you do all right?
I missed a couple of lines, so I'll have to refine my performance for the next time. But it's a style that sort of suits me, so a little bit of a talker, you know. Well, like
maybe you should refine this.
Yeah, give us a few bars right now.
Yeah, please.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Well, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
Bravo.
At the Granada, Keith Emerson and Greg Lake.
I may be showing my ignorance here. What happened to Palmer?
He somehow got dealt out of this.
He's been excommunicated?
For the moment.
Okay. But he could be recommunicated at any point.
I suppose. At the Lizard Lounge, Treasure Fingers.
Nothing.
Good name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
At the Lakewood Bar and Grill, Metalgasm.
That sounds like something that might be worth avoiding.
Sunday at Verizon, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Mm. See, when I think of them, I have to tell you, I always think of like Christmas music.
Yeah,
Christmas.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. That's all they play.
I hear their Christmas scene is really good.
Well, I'm not sure they're going to be rolling that out on the 2nd of May.
No, I doubt it. I rather doubt it. At the Skillman Street Pub, Elvis Took Acid.
Although it would be funny if
Christmas.
They did.
At the Double Wide, Black Gasoline. Tuesday, at the House of Blues, Toots and the Maytals.
Should we?
Probably Toots.
Should we know them?
Yeah, it's a reggae thing.
Oh, okay.
You know. At the Music Hall at Fair Park, Norah Jones.
Yes.
Great Norah Jones.
Absolutely.
Wednesday.
There'll be some good piano playing that night.
Yes, there will. Wednesday at the House of Blues, An Evening with the Gypsy Kings.
And that's a salsa thing, right?
I'm Doyle King.
You know, I'm not sure what it is exactly.
I mean, I think that's a Latin salsa kind of thing, I believe, the Gypsy King. So I would give a big endorsement to that.
That's also a Cinco de Mayo party, so that probably fits nicely.
There you go. Right. Thank you. Thought we were going to have to come back there and perform an autopsy on you, Soroy, since we hadn't heard from you.
I'm producing.
Yeah, he's producing.
Yeah.
At the Palladium, Papa Roach with special guests. Hell yeah.
Papa Roach certainly has made their mark on the world.
And I believe Hell Yeah is Vinnie Paul's new endeavor.
Oh, it is.
Or
okay.
Most recent endeavor. I believe that's correct.
Hell yeah, it is.
Hell's yeah.
See what I did there?
Hell to the yeah.
At the Granada, Great American Taxi. At 8-0, Ray Wiley Hubbard. At Poor David's Pub, Fish Fry Bingo.
What do they come up with these names nowadays?
I don't know, but this is not the kind of thing we normally get from Danny. I'm digging this.
Yeah.
Well, because Danny hates everybody and everything.
Will you freaking move on?
I rest my case.
Thursday at Andy's Fatty Lumpkin.
And who is Fatty Lumpkin?
Plumpkin.
I don't know.
They're on the internet. I found them. They're playing. Andy's.
You are producing. I will say that.
They're on the internet.
They're on the internet.
I'll say the concert calendar is difficult to compile.
Internet.com. Check them out.
I know this is not easy to compile. I respect this, Michael.
It took a lot of my day.
I know. And it's something you that causes you much angst throughout the day because you know at some point you've got to turn attention and effort to this, don't you?
I do. I do. I spent probably 2 hours on it, especially at the lounge you're about to get to.
At the Granada, Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Does he ramble?
I suppose. A couple of things we overlooked from today, if we may.
Of course.
Friday.
It's your show, man.
No!
Tonight at the Skillman Street Bar, Stone Age. And also at the Lakewood Bar and Grill this evening, the Thin White Dukes and Liqueur. Now, this is an excellent David Bowie cover band.
I knew I'd heard of the Thin. Yes, we saw them together at Bryan Street Tavern one time.
Right.
That's right. We had a chance encounter at Bryan Street Tavern when you were there to see the Thin White Dukes.
Yes.
Mark that under. Who gives a
I enjoy the Thin White Dukes. There's a greater than zero chance I might be there for this tonight. Liqueur is quite good, too.
Okay.
They're a Cure cover band, and I'm only now catching on to just how big the Cure was back in your day, I guess.
Well, I mean, in my day, that's true. I mean, they got really going in about 82 or 83, I think, and all the way up into the early 90s, quite big.
And don't forget tomorrow at the Sam's Club bike ride for MS at the Texas Motor Speedway, petty theft at 4 o'clock. But we're not... I don't think anybody's particularly interested
in
that.
I think everybody's very, very interested in that. And by the way, Groobs, don't think that it didn't just get off my radar, the diss that you just threw at Bryan Street Tavern. Place you claim to know and support.
I love me some Bryan Street Tavern.
Then
I was just making fun of your story.
Why did you give them the dismissive, who gives an S drop?
I was making fun of your story.
But it had to do with BST, man.
There's nothing wrong with his story.
I love you, BST. Please love me back.
And at the Reconsider Lounge, Don't Jar Tartar, Radiohead's follow-up album to In Rainbows, In Camping.
Huh?
And the Mike Bassick tribute band, Three Tweets to the Wind.
God. Little too soon.
I was about to say, we've already reached that time.
6:50 on the ticket.